Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, the head of the Revenue's local property tax section on reports that hundreds of thousands of homeowners may have undervalued their homes. Criticism from Beyond the Grave, a book by Pope Benedict, tears strips off the regime of the current Pope Francis for allowing a more liberal Catholic church to flourish. Damien Lawler on the controversy around the 16th man on the pitch in the All-Ireland Club final. Outgoing Peter McVerry CEO Pat Doyle joins us to look back at nearly two decades at the head of the charity. And Senator Lynn Ruane told us about her experience of burnout. We'll speak to the author of The Burnout Solution to learn more. Our text number is 51551. Email todaycb@rte.ie. On Twitter, we're at Today with Claire. First this morning, to that breaking news that the businessman at the centre of Pascal Donoghue's Postergate controversy has resigned from his two public board positions. Michael Stone confirmed he provided assistance totalling €1,406 to help with postering during the minister's 2020 general election campaign. Now, his statement this morning opens up major questions about what the public expenditure minister knew about his own constituency affairs. And in a moment, I'll be joined by Fine Gael TD and Minister for European Affairs Peter Burke. But first, Elaine Loughlin, Deputy Political Editor with The Examiner, joins me on the line now. So, Elaine, we'd like you to take us through the statement, if you can, and answer and tell us whether you think this is an attempt by Fine Gael to get the fire blanket out ahead of the Minister's question and answer session, which is coming up in the Dáil later on today.
Yes, well, this statement that came in from the businessman Michael Stone at 2 minutes past nine this morning, just ahead of Pascal Donoghue's appearance or reappearance before the Dáil later today, certainly makes some glowing comments about Pascal Donoghue. Michael Stone begins by saying that he has known Pascal Donoghue for a number of years and has held him in high regard, both as a minister and as an elected rep for Dublin Central. And Mr. Stone continues to say that that area is the community where he was born, grew up, and is, you know, acutely aware of the issues, I suppose, that have impacted that constituency. He then goes on to give a somewhat detailed account of what happened both in 2016 and in 2020 around the election time and the assistance that Mr. Stone provided in putting up those posters. We did know, obviously, that six people were involved in the 2016 campaign. And then last Wednesday, when the minister was up before the Dáil providing that Dáil statement, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty raised the question about the 2020 general election four times with the minister, and the minister didn't provide an answer. So there are some... there is some clarity in today's statement about 2020 and postering. But I think that for the opposition, they'll be looking at this statement saying there's still a lot of questions remaining around that. And I think they will be using the opportunity later today to try at least to get some of the answers to those questions.
All right. Well, let's bring in Peter Burke now, Fine Gael TD and Minister of State. Thank you for joining us on the programme. The timing of this statement in the first place is interesting. Are you hoping that this takes the political heat out of the issue now ahead of Pascal Donoghue's statement later?
I think, Claire, it's a helpful statement because it really underscores the genuine nature to all of this in terms of how the errors were made. It gives very significant background from an individual who, as Elaine was saying, grew up in the north inner city, is providing work to that community and also providing assistance on the board of the Land Development Agency and indeed in the north inner city.
Well, not anymore.
Implementation board. Well, he was, and he was doing it free, pro bono, which was of huge value to the state, and he was giving back to his community. He really pointed out, I suppose, in very clear terms, you know, how this error was made, that he was unaware of his obligations in terms of when he was asking individuals to put up posters, but secondly, also that the team and Dublin Central were not aware either.
So well, really he didn't, hang on, he didn't just put up posters without telling anybody. He went to someone in Fine Gael and he made an arrangement, and we're asked to believe in this statement that Pascal Donoghue had no idea in 2020 who was putting up his posters.
I think it's very clear in the statement and to quote it directly where he said he fully accepts the team believed this to be voluntary. That's the team in Pascal Donoghue's constituency in Dublin Central. I think that's a fair comment. So I expect Minister Donoghue to give more background to this afternoon in the Dáil.
And you think it's feasible that Pascal Donoghue wouldn't have known who was responsible for putting up his posters in 2020?
As someone who has run in four general elections, has been through the heat of a campaign, notwithstanding on top of that, Pascal Donoghue himself was Director of Elections, National Director of Elections in 2020 for Fine Gael across 39 different constituencies, trying to plan out strategies for different candidates. It's very, very difficult to be aware of every issue, Claire, in the heat of a campaign. I know that after running four general elections, and also in relation to the people that work for you on a voluntary basis in your campaign, they change from election to election because it can be very transient. Some people may only work on one campaign and change for the next campaign. So it's very difficult to be across every I and T on a campaign.
Okay.
These are genuine errors here, and we have to be proportionate in how we assess
Okay,
them.
Well, here's another question for you, because there's an issue here about whether this was a donation to an individual or a donation to the party. There were two candidates running for Fine Gael in Dublin Central in 2020. Deirdre Duffy was the other one, but it seems that she got no help from this donation. Is that plausible?
Well, it is plausible to the fact that both candidates' campaigns would have been ran out of the Fine Gael Dublin Central constituency account. So both Deirdre and Pascal would be benefiting from the resource base that Dublin Central had. It was paying for both campaigns.
But did Michael Stone's money or his company's money or his staff put up posters for Deirdre Duffy? That's another question that is likely to be asked. Would you accept?
Well, Pascal has set that out today in the Dáil. And obviously from his statement, from Mr. Stone's statement, it's pretty clear that he didn't, from the statement that he's issued there this morning.
Now, we know now today that Pascal Donoghue had the correct information that he needed last Thursday. That was when he told the House he had something to add. And yet it took him 6 days, we'll get clarity, we hope, later today, to clarify this issue. Is that good enough if he had the information back at the end of last week?
I think it really shows how serious Pascal Donoghue is taking this issue. It also shows the respect he has for the Dáil, because he wants to make sure that what he puts on the record is absolutely correct. And that's why he obviously has to do a stress test. Notwithstanding what I was saying, if you're back in this interview here, when you have the heat of an election, it really takes time to trawl back 7 years in the first instance and also back to 2020 at a time when he probably had very limited time on the ground in Dublin Central because of his obligations to Fine Gael nationally over 39 constituencies.
Can I ask you about Michael Stone's decision to resign from those two state boards that he was appointed to? Why do you think he needed to resign?
Well, I think Michael Stone is a private citizen, and we as politicians in the first instance are well used to being in the eye of various different media pressures and answering questions and providing the utmost transparency to the electorate. I suppose as a private citizen, those pressures that he's been involved in now are very different. And we have to really understand, if you're a person of integrity and all of a sudden you think you're doing the right thing and you find yourself in the midst of a media storm, it can be very stressful. And we don't know how any individual would take the stresses of the questions that are being asked now and having to go through records. And finding, I suppose, where he has really outlined his friendship with Pascal, he having grown up in the constituency, and also he knows in terms of Pascal's abilities to provide huge services to the country in terms of balancing the budget, being president of the ECOFIN group of finance ministers. Like, we have to have huge proportionality here, and I would appeal for, you know, a reasonable assessment of what's on offer.
But it's reasonable to ask, why is it a resignation matter for one person involved in this controversy, Michael Stone, and not for Pascal Donoghue?
Because I think that's very easily clarified, because Mr. Stone is a private citizen. The pressures that are now on him in terms of media queries and questions would be something he would not have went through before at the scale of what it is. And we have to realise, you know, as a country, this is a businessman who grew up in his constituency, is trying to give something back to his constituency, providing voluntary services to two state boards, trying to assist a community that has come through an awful lot over the last two decades. And now he obviously believes that with all the queries that are coming in, he doesn't feel in a position to continue on that board.
That's
very different than a politician.
There's another conclusion that people could draw here. A man who is on two state boards admits mistakes in recording the level of financial support for Fine Gael and resigns from those boards as a result. That tells us that those facts are connected. So if we were to believe that donations don't lead to appointments to boards, then why is he resigning?
Well, as I said, he was on both boards in a voluntary capacity. It's very clear as a private citizen in terms of the media storm that he finds himself in. We do not know, as we are even going through these questions and teasing out these scenarios, the pressures, the effect that that's having on him as an individual, because he's a guy that probably wasn't through that scale of intervention before. Minister Donoghue is a totally separate issue. We have obviously the regulations through the SIPO, the Standards and Public Office Commission, who will be the ultimate court in relation to the issues that are arising here. They will make the independent adjudication on all that before. We obviously have to let that do its case. But Minister Donoghue, in terms of the respect he holds the Dáil, is coming forward to ensure that everything is on the record and that he will give a fulsome response to all the questions that are asked this afternoon.
Are donors to Fine Gael more likely to end up on state boards than other people?
Absolutely not. And I think, you know, when you have someone who is able, willing and has the capacity to give back services to her community, has been successful in business, surely the community can benefit from that. And Claire, we have to put this in perspective. This man was given voluntary time to assist his community, both in terms of the North Inner City and also the Land Development Agency. And that has to be commended for someone grew up in this constituency, who was raised in this constituency.
That's why people ask questions, though, Peter, because he wasn't being paid for this work. He wasn't appointed to the boards by Pascal Donoghue. So what's the point of the resignation?
Because, as I said very clearly, Claire, we do not know the pressure he is going under.
But you're suggesting that he can't cope with the pressure. Maybe he can cope with the pressure.
I'm saying that you're asking me to make a determination of what's in another individual's head.
But maybe it's useful. It's useful for Fine Gael in the midst of this controversy that Michael Stone just disappears off these boards.
No, but you are trying to paint this picture. What has happened is, and maybe it doesn't suit the agenda and the narrative that's out there right now, that Mr. Stone has come forward, gave a very clear and frank statement this morning in relation to what has happened, very clearly pointing out that the organisation in Dublin Bay Central, or Dublin Central, thought this work was in a voluntary capacity, very clearly pointing out that Minister Donoghue was not aware of it, and that unfortunately he didn't provide the full information to Minister Donoghue.
And you're saying that he can't, Michael Stone can't cope with the pressure now, and he's decided that he's off those boards as a result.
And really, please don't try and put words in my mouth, because I think that's very unfair.
You've said it three times. You've said it three times. This has nothing to do with Pascal Donoghue and the controversy. This has to do with Michael Stone and his personal take on the pressure and the spotlight that's on him now. That's why he's resigned.
He has to make an assessment, which is very different than an assessment a politician would have to make in terms of discharging his duties to both those boards that he's on and the questions that he faces surrounding this issue. He has to make an assessment of that personally. Okay. I said, as a private citizen, I cannot adjudicate what he's going through in his head and making that decision.
Fair enough.
I can look at a political analysis.
Okay, so what we're left with now, Minister, is the spectre that a person who has served as finance minister and public expenditure minister got his electoral finances wrong two elections in a row.
That he made errors in two elections that he wasn't aware of, Claire. So let's put this in perspective. As I said, in the heat of an election campaign, for an individual who is over 39 other constituencies, trying to ensure that in the first instance everything has been done to get himself elected, and also over a strategy for Fine Gael and other constituencies, you know, I think we have to be proportionate here. Yes, mistakes were made. I expect Minister Dunham to give a very frank and full response to the Dáil and put himself through questioning the Dáil this afternoon. But I think in terms of what Minister Donoghue has given to our society, in terms of the great work he has done, I remember him coming on to the Late Late Show in the midst of uncertainty and fear, providing calm to the nation and designing so many interventions to help citizens, vulnerable citizens and businesses on life support right through the COVID period. He's provided huge services. As I said in your last week, he's a preeminent politician, both nationally and internationally, and anyone can make mistakes. These are proportionate, genuine mistakes. I think the statement this morning really underscores that as well.
But ignorance is no defence, really, is it?
Well, he's coming out and explaining that he didn't know about it. Ignorance is one thing in terms of not knowing the rules, but if you don't know that someone made a contribution of assistance to your campaign, that's not ignorance if you don't know something. You're not aware that the event happened, so it's very difficult to make a determination on at that particular point in time. But he's rectifying it now, and he will set that out before the Dáil.
All right, Peter Burke, thank you for joining us on the programme. That's the Fine Gael TD, and Pascal Donoghue will address the Dáil on all of this at 4 o'clock today. Further reaction to this from Sinn Féin's Louise O'Reilly coming up later in the programme. Now, next up, Enoch Burke turned up at Wilson's Hospital School this morning, despite being dismissed from his post last week. We'll have the latest on that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.